This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Defense Department said midday a Chinese spy balloon had moved eastward and was over the central United States, and that the U.S. rejected China's claims that it was not being used for surveillance. Brigadier General Pat Ryder, Pentagon press secretary, refused to provide details on exactly where the balloon was or whether there was any new consideration of shooting it down. Ryder said the balloon was currently posing no threat. Earlier, the U.S. announced that Secretary of State Antony Blinken had postponed a planned high-stakes weekend diplomatic trip to China. European Union leaders pledged their continued support for Ukraine and its ongoing conflict with Russia on Friday during a news conference in Kyiv with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
And we are determined to help you win on the battlefield. Our Team Europe mobilized nearly 12 billion euros of military support.
EU Council President Charles Michel, who with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen appeared alongside Zelensky, with Michel pledging closer ties between the EU. Ukraine is using drones to monitor the Belarusian border, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Reconnaissance drones are flown several times a day from Ukrainian positions deep within the forest that stretches across the border with neighboring Belarus, scouring sky and land for signs of enemy movement. Alexander, known by his nom de guerre Dune, is head of the Ukrainian Army Intelligence Unit in the area. He says, we use drones in order to constantly have information about what the enemy is doing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.